Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
And welcome, everybody. It is episode 195. I'm the big guy, Scott Farrar. That's Rob the Hammer Hammerschmidt. And with us today, we have our boys, Rick the Jackal King, Collins, and Matt Cartwright. Matt, you know, with the Seawall podcast, Seattle Seawolves superfan. If I don't want to, you know, if I'm not say it correctly without mush mouthing it. But yes, we're it's Kitmas, everybody. I mean, it's that time of year. It's not in January. It is right prior to Christmas where it should be.
A little late for Kitmas in January.
Yeah, well, last year was, you know, last year, and this year is this year. We have a new kit sponsor and supplier, Macron. We have new kits, and we're going to talk about them. But first, we're just going to do a quick around the pitch. Alon Amar, Bristol Bears, Second place in Dancing with the Stars. Shout out to Alon Amar. The women's sevens in Dubai. 12 points with a fifth place finish. The men didn't. I think they finished in ninth place. I don't believe they scored points. But you know what? We're right around the corner from the next one. That's why we play sevens, right? Move on to the next series. Most importantly, the most important thing that happened over Thanksgiving Day weekend is this. Is the fourth year in a row in which my Michigan Wolverines kicked the shit out of the Buckeyes in Ohio. And Ohio fans are already crying, oh, we're in the playoff. Guess what? You didn't beat Michigan. Michigan can go 2-9 every season as long as they beat Ohio State and beat little brother Michigan State. It's a successful season, Hammer.
And until you and I became friends, I really didn't, because I'm not a college football person, and I didn't come from a Big Ten school. I went to Illinois State. Football, when I went there, was not a huge program. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really pay much attention. It wasn't until you and I met and became friends that I realized just how deep-seated that angst and anger between the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio really is.
I'll tell you two stories.
And I find it terribly interesting.
I'll tell you two stories.
Oh, it's story time, kids.
I'll tell you three stories.
We don't need three stories.
Real quick. Desmond Howard,
Charles Woodson. Dad.
You're never real quick.
Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson, both grew up in the state of Ohio, both go to Michigan. Both won a Heisman Trophy. At the time, in the 60s, Woody Hayes, the coach from Ohio, was going to recruit a recruit in Michigan and refused to buy gas in the state of Michigan. The station wagon in which him and their other coaches were traveling ran out of gas, and they pushed it across the border to Ohio to buy gas. And Woody Hayes, the Ohio State coach, has a famous line He was beating Michigan by a lot. He had what was called a 10 years war with Bo Schembechler, which Michigan won with Coach Bo. But in one of those games, he had beat Michigan by 40 points. In the last touchdown they scored, he went for two, even though they were up by 40. And his famous line when they asked him, why'd you go for two? He said, because I couldn't go for three. But anyway, let's get back to the sport we really like to talk about with my new piece of kit here. We're talking about rugby. So the way we're going to do this, guys, is we're going to give you our bottom two kits first and then our top two kits.
Bottom.
And then we're going to kind of do a free-for-all on talking about maybe stuff we missed. Rick and Matt have been at the drink, so this is going to be fun. And if you're watching from the MLR, Rick did
just them. I become a Tuesday night alcoholic because of Rick Collins.
And if you're watching, my buddy Nish, Aaron Castro, Rick did put in his resume for that director of rugby's position, the MLR.
Done. And
he's already in Dallas, so no relocation required.
No moving costs.
That's right.
No housing costs.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can pay me more. That's okay.
Exactly. But so we're going to start off with our bottom two kits. Maddie, we're going to start off with you. What are your bottom two kits?
No, definitely Houston.
Okay, so we're going to bring that up on the screen right now. This is the Houston. Now, for real quick, Matt, just going to tell people, because you know if they're seeing it on screen or they're hearing about it, inlaid in the both kits is a Sabercats logo. So they didn't go with a logo on the jersey, like as a crest on the chest or in the middle. Now go ahead with your.
I think that's a creative idea, but I don't think it showed up the way they hoped it would. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see him with a collar. I really liked the collar last year when Sabercats had it. That big yellow collar stuck out, and it looked really good on him, in my personal opinion. And then my second pick. That purple is hideous. I can't handle it, bro.
Right in the chest.
And then minty green in the middle. Like, I don't know. Purple
is weird.
Purple and pee ain't for me anyways. So then that's that, you know.
If you're looking at the green you're talking about on the kit versus the green on the top, which is really the green on the top is that more Mardi Gras green.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the green on the kit rendering is different than I think it's going to be more like the other green, but to not have the correct green on the rendering doesn't make sense either. You know what I mean? Like that.
If it's
a different green, it's a misstep.
And I wonder. I'm hoping it's the tone on the computer or something, or the software or something that's off, and that it's actually a darker green. But we won't know until it happens, right?
Yeah. If it's more of that Kelly green that it's supposed to be,
right?
I think it'll definitely look better. Now I understand that, and the same thing with the purple. If you look at the purple in the top portion where the quarters kit is, it's darker than what's on the rendering. So the question is for that NOLA kit. So let's just ask Matt, if the purple and the green were the color they're supposed to be on the top.
Oh,
would you change?
I might be a fan, but the purple is just, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I mean, again, right, I think if it was,
I like power.
Listen, Matt, let me put it back up there for a moment. I'll put it back up there for you.
I know. I'm going to hear it from you and Dan both.
No, you won't hear it from me. If they took the purple and they made it the same width as the green, and obviously the color tones are consistent
with their
branding, and then they put a gold stripe below it that's the same width as the one above the green, and then made the bottom portion white, just like the top. Would this jersey have landed better for you?
Way better. Yeah.
Honestly, if you do that, the collar color should have been green or purple then.
Yeah, I don't know. But you get my point, right? Yeah. Is that the purple is just a bit too much. Mm-hmm. You know, if you break that up or you make it consistent with what the top part, the green and the gold is, I think it would have landed much better.
Yep.
The white would have broken that up a little bit on bottom.
Well, I'm sure that'll be in your top two because, you know. So, Rick, what's your bottom two?
Bottom two. I have to agree with Houston.
The white one just looks so not there.
I think if they had gone with like the black one with the actual logo or mm-hmm. the Houston Sabercats rugby badge
yeah.
mm-hmm. on there with that in the background, I would have been like, eh.
Yeah, if it said the Sabercats, even if it didn't have Houston yeah, Sabercats, Sabercats, it would just said Sabercats.
Yeah, something. But it looks like a bad Hawaiian shirt design.
I think you're right.
No bias.
That's cool.
No bias.
And the sad part is, like, if you look at the white kit, which I'm assuming is they're going to be their away kit, the yeah. collar area is kind of cool because it has yeah. the yellow and the black. Like, the yellow starts, you know.
Oh, that's gold, not yellow.
Go, yeah, whatever the fuck.
Language, sir.
Yeah, whatever they changed it in Microsoft Paint, but like it has a cool feature there. But I think you're right. If that just had a black on the breast Sabercats, if the black kit had the yellow Sabercats, you know, I think then you could say, okay, we don't need to have the logo because it's inlaid in the thing, and we still are. I mean, because you know, these look like training tops to me. I don't know. It's just it's very blah. You know,
we got a Barry White voice from Scott there. my other is a battle. So I love collars. I think it looks classy. I think the collars that Macron did on all mm-hmm. of these looks great. I think it's a phenomenal collar. I don't think all of them need to have a collar. I think certain designs look good with a collar and others don't. My battle is between San Diego and LA. I think LA, the yellow collar is phenomenal. On San Diego, the white collar is good, but it does not work with the rest of the jersey, in my opinion.
That's Utah. There we go. I think in the San Diego black with a white collar works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very New Zealand All Blacks.
Yeah, it looks like they just copied the All Blacks and the Canadian men's rugby team
totally.
For the two kits
right.
and just called it a day.
Well, Macron is also does Canada, Rugby Canada. But I think if they went with a black collar and an arm stripe on the red kit, that would have looked cool.
Okay.
Just leave it in the boot.
I'm in with that.
Yeah. And on the black, and this is me, and I talked to a bunch of guys over at San Diego, and they told me I was completely wrong. But if you remember, they had that orangey mustard color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool would that have been as the collar and the hoops for the black one?
So much nicer. So, you know? And look, there may be some design, you know, ideas and story behind this kit.
Yeah.
But it's not present to just the regular outside viewer who's going to go buy this kit in the mm-hmm. store. I just don't see it. Like I'm not seeing the story. I'm not hearing the story from this kit. And the LA kit, if you'll jump over to that one.
Sure. Give me one second. Here we go.
I do like these colors. I just think the follow through on it just doesn't work for me. It looks like one of those the images back in the day. If you stare at it long enough, you'll see an image.
Morat. I gotta say that I think the one distinguishing feature on this LA kit that I don't think is on any of the other kits is the end of the sleeves is actually has hoops.
Yeah.
Anybody else is solid.
I agree. Yeah. I like it.
Everybody else is solid.
And that's what I was saying. Is like, I love the yellow collar.
Yeah.
I think that works great with both of these kits. It pops out. It makes the jersey look. I think if they'd gone blue or white, it would have looked really generic. I think it looks great that way.
So can I say on this kit, I agree, Rick, on the collar. I agree, Scott, that blue to break up on the hem there on the armband, it have been a nice touch had you done the same thing around the collar? So in the middle of the collar, a thin stripe. That would have been cool. And I do love the actual sewn hem, kind of contrasting in a lot of the jerseys across the board.
So I was going to say in the white kit for LA, I would have liked to have seen the light blue collar to match the side panel, and then the hem, the hem marks be the electric yellow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think that would look cool.
There's an idea here. It wasn't fully brought to formation here. I they're close. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really like it. I looked in. I just went, eh. Okay, there's a few things here, but eh.
Now, folks should keep in mind, by the way, that this deal with Macron came together rather late. If you remember, the USA deal was struck, 3 weeks before they went on tour?
Yes.
2 weeks before
they went on tour. Didn't they have to play one game without them?
No, they played the all three with the Macron shirts. But
maybe it was the ladies play.
And then the MLR deal came later. And I have it on pretty good word that it was signed like right around Halloween. So we've only seen about a month for teams to get organized and coordinate with Macron as to how these were going to look. And if you look at some of the renderings from the teams, and I know this is true with the Hounds, they kind of show the, see how the sleeves and the shoulder panels, they actually took pieces of that and they showed it in their social media. Yeah. So you can kind of see how the panels fit together and are sewn. And because of the way Macron builds their shirts, you know, that impacts the design and how the design is going to flow.
Yep. No, I get that. And again, shortened time frame, and you're trying to get it out there for the holiday season. So I understand that. Do I not sound like Barry White? Am I good right now, fellas?
You're good right now, yeah.
Okay.
He said Barry White. I was thinking a demon, but okay, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'd break open the Cavassier and come right over if you had him.
Let's get it on. All right, Hammer, what are your two bottom choices here?
Well, I'm going to probably shock the world here, but my bottom two are the Sharks away. And
oh, my God. Me and you will fucking fight.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Sharks away.
It's like you weren't a fan of Giltini's.
And it's not the pink. It's not the pink. I really like their city kit from last year, and that had a lot of pink in it. It doesn't have anything to do with it. I just it kind of screams 1960s Johnny Bravo. So if you see, you know, Greg Brady wearing it around, you'll know. The Nola, going back to the Nola, I felt like I said, if I would change that bottom purple and go white at the bottom with that same, you know, with a purple strip, the same as a green, and then the gold below it, I think it would have landed for me a lot more. To me, I'm sorry, folks, in Nola. It looks like I went into Goodwill and found Grandpa's polo that somebody had, you know, donated after he passed.
That's cool.
So it just didn't land for me on that one. And then honorable mention just simply goes to Houston because they don't have their logo like everybody else on the left breast. Like I said, I think it would have been a cool idea to put the Sabercats on there, like somebody mentioned, and make some of the other subtle changes. But it does look like a training.
Well, just like an H, because like University of Houston will do just the UH, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so they could have done a black H or a gold H.
But the H is not really in their brand.
No, but it's in
the Sabercats word, that text that you just showed. Pull that up again.
Yeah.
If you pull that up again, up in the upper right-hand corner, you take that logo and you put that in the
brush. Correct.
And I think it lands a little bit more when you have the Sabercats, you know, repeated all over the shirts.
But I would say University of Houston, excuse me, the Houston Astros and the Houston Texans have used an H as a logo in the past, so it's not like unprecedented. Yeah. And you know, the Texans isn't really their logo. You know, the Astros sometimes use the H, sometimes they'll do that third kit for MLB and have the H. Like I said, Houston usually has the UH
brands, though.
But my point is, in my opinion, you can feasibly say, hey, this is what Houston sports team have used.
Well, that's the biggest problem with this, right? Is it doesn't tell you what the brand is.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sabre, if I'm just looking at a jersey, that Sabercat is the actual logo.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Hey, I'm really glad we're not looking at a trucker mud flap. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, thank God we're past that.
But. One of the things I think for me, and I learned this from my mate Welsh Fred, tip of the hat to you. I'm wearing this shirt. And
you're Mr. Richards.
Friend. Yeah. Is that, you know, it's fine if you kind of pull back on the branding. So like think All Blacks. Up until about 10 years ago, the All Blacks below the Silver Fern, it said New Zealand All Blacks, right? They've mm-hmm. gotten rid of that New Zealand part and just have All Blacks because the brand is so identifiable that even non-rugby people who see that when it says All Blacks know what it is, right? And so you can get away with stuff like that where you just put, for example, the Sabregats head on there if you have an iconic, well-established brand. But none of these teams are at that point just yet. Yep. And prime example is when the Rugby Network went over to like the Prem and asked some of those Prem players in their mm-hmm. in their commercial for the Rugby Network identify these logos in the MLR. And while some of them were very identifiable and it was plain as day because the players could say, hey, that's, well, I think that's New Orleans because they see the yeah. NOLA. There were others that they were clueless on. And I think it's because, you know, again, the branding is, I think they shot too far ahead, if you will. Mm-hmm. We need more time for this league to establish itself. So people, you know, see these iconic names and logos and associate them with rugby mm-hmm. in those towns.
Yep. So speaking of branding, my number one at the bottom is the Houston one again, for all the same reasons. And it's funny because I like the panels that a lot of the kits have, where it's the yeah. secondary color in the bottom. It just breaks up a little bit. And even the way I like how on the black kit, there's no border around the embossed Sabercats logo. Like it's cool. It's a cool transition. Just have the black and then have that grayish logo. But if you don't have anything on the left breast, again, it's not that very identifiable. And then my second one is actually going to be these OG kits. I think they lack some depth. You talk about a polo. To me, they look like a regular polo that somebody would wear, you know, to
and what's the repeated thing. Pattern? I mean,
Stars. It's stars. It's stars on both. Stars. But like, so yeah, like, if you look at this one, blossoms. Yeah. You know, if you look at this one, like if you see the hem that we were talking about, that's distinguished on NOLA, distinguished on some of the other ones,
and not LA.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I mean, LA. When you looked at LA, it was distinguished because they're using the secondary color for it,
right?
But they're just doing like that same embossed, you know, gray. And to be honest, it should be white on the blue kit and red on the. No, and I don't think that takes away or makes them too close to.
I think you know, classy. I like them.
I don't know. To me, they look too much just like a straight polo. I don't think they're as and again, we talked about the side panel. These side panels are the same colors. Like there's no distinguishing thing to okay. me in you. These. Now the collar has the breakup and the sleeve hoops are broken up, yeah. which look cool. But other than that, on the rest of the body, like at least put. Like I said, if you did blue piping on the white and then a blue side panel and then red piping on the white with the blue side panel and then white piping and a white side panel, I think it breaks it up.
We'll put that back up, Scott. I think I agree with you. I think it would have popped the mm-hmm. actual pattern would have popped a bit more with that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I will tell you as a nice little touch. The inside of that button area.
With the blue and the white. With
the blue and the white. I think that's a nice little touch. On both those shirts.
Mm-hmm. No, it is, but like I said, it doesn't. It's not fully going to break up that whole area. You know, maybe they should, or they could have done, you know, red shoulder panels and then white shoulder panels, you know, or something. Like I don't know if that would have been the best either. But I'm just saying, like, to have the same pattern all around and to not utilize the head, the seams.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, I guess as I'm thinking about. A jersey I'm going to just wear around town. Like this one I could wear out to the bar and not look totally out of place.
Like, yes, like because it looks like a polo. Thank you very much for making my point.
But
appreciate
that
you.
Way, I like it. Like, especially the white. I think you could just wear that around town and it would look fire.
Rick, let's be honest. You're going to get one meatball on that thing.
for at the bar, and then the white goes out the fucking. And you know what it does? It adds that distinguishing mark that I says it doesn't don't have. Doesn't have. So what we need to do is we all need to go to an OGs match and throw meatballs at them as they're walking out in the white kit. But I think it was. I like the stars and everything, but I think they could have broken it up a little more.
Are you getting us started with your top two?
Yeah, so we're going to go back around to Matt. Matt, what are your top two?
I like the Chicago hoops in the collar.
With the Kelly Green, yeah.
Yeah, that's gold, man. It's gorgeous to me. You know what? And the funny reality is I like both the jerseys. Those are my top two.
and you see the collar. You were talking about the collars before, Rob. You know, this collar, it has the green little across the chip there, across the throat. Right. It's kind of is nice to break up the whole all the white, you know.
Now, yeah. You know what I like the river in the.
Go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead. Say again.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know what's interesting on the Chicago is that last year the logo actually around the outer circumference had the blue feature.
Yes.
And this is what the original logo looked like. So it's kind of interesting that they're dancing around with the logo from years.
It had a light blue around the circumference. Yeah. And of course the houndstooth armbands. That's just,
yeah.
Yeah. Is there another one, Matt, besides these two that you would put up there?
Oh man.
Are you the one who said you liked Anthem?
Yeah, I like the stars on Anthem, be honest with you.
Yeah, I think the stars – see, these stars, because the way they do the shading breaks up, in my opinion, it a little bit more than the stars on OGs.
Of course, I really like the blue more than the white because I don't care for white away jerseys. I just never have, especially when you're playing on a grass pitch and you just get stained.
Yeah.
Never have been a fan. I really liked how last year Seattle went to a gray and not a white. I was a big fan. And then before that, when they had the green, when the leagues first started and we had the green, and really enjoyed that too. And then at some point we went to this white over here and I'm like,
yeah.
Ugh, gross. Yeah.
Yep. No, I your green I felt was like a cool enough color that doesn't get utilized in a lot of the big four sports. You know, Dallas North Stars do like an electric green. You know, the Mariners kind of do it sometimes in their third uniform with that weird, it's like a, not electric green, but not really like a minty green, you know, that Seattle has sometimes. So, you know, I think it was cool and it popped, but, you know, I could also see that maybe being just like a third alternate jersey for you guys, like a green one. You know, it's not something you want to wear every day.
We've already done the white and the blue. Yeah. Clarkie made a real good effort for us to go back to black and be unique in the Seattle area instead of, you know, repeating everything. And the blue's not bad. I'm not hating on blue. I just would rather be black.
I think it was 2 years ago you guys had the black one with the white Seawolves teeth, and I thought that was fucking outstanding. I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but you had the one, it was black, and then some of the accents were white, and it looked like, you know, orca teeth. And I always thought that was something that should have been utilized.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. They were around the sleeves.
Yes, yes. And I always thought that pattern could have been broken out more in the kits. Yeah,
that was 23.
So if you put that Seawolves shirt back up again real quick.
Actually, that was last year, bro.
Was it last? I can't remember.
I'm over here like, why can't I not remember? I thought that was last year. I do like the blue, you know, with the collar. I mean, it's not dreadful or anything. It looks sharp, especially with the outline of the green.
You go back to Rick's point. I like a couple things about that shirt. Number one, I love the green on the hem at all the hems.
Right.
The second thing I like is in their social media posts, they put on there that those are the mountains in each of the stripes, so they do bring symbolism from the region.
If you're looking at it, if you look at the away kit, it shows you the home stripe kind of more in detail, and that's where you'll see the mountains in a better view.
Right, and then I really like going into what Rick said. I always love a shirt jersey that you can wear to, you know, a bar and feel comfortable, like you're not wearing you know, a soccer shirt where it looks like you're wearing a soccer shirt. And people who don't know the sport or don't know the league go, hey, what soccer team is that? You're like, yeah. It's not soccer. Rugby is kind of a distinguishable in that fact when you throw collars on a jersey. So Those are the three things I liked about that Seattle jersey.
So, Rick, what are your top two?
Okay. I have to agree with Chicago. I think they knocked it out of the park. The hound's tooth on the arms both kit looks great. I especially like it on the river kit because it gives the little white tint hit with all that green. Mm-hmm. I love the ideas behind these. The river that goes through Chicago that they make green during.
Yep, for St. Patty's Day. Yep,
and the white collar, like you said, with the green hem looks fire. I think just nailed it. And I like the hoops and just the style of the hoops and really nice clean white. The branding, yes. It freaking hits hard on both of these kits.
Mm-hmm.
Like that nice blue outline against the green looks great on the all green one. And on the white one, it pops. I think it really killed it. Both of these kits are phenomenal.
And I think the hoops are a little unique because if you look at the hoops one, the top shoulders really aren't part of the hoops. And you kind of, again, breaks up, which distinguishes it from New England hoops, which go all the way around and includes the shoulder. So it's not like, we're just going to go hoops for the sake of hoops, you know?
By the way, but I think it looks great on this.
And just for the record, for all those watching and that also pay attention to social media, yes, if you get your Michigan rant, I get my hoops rant. You know, all those Free Jacks, you know, fans who are over there in the First Regiment and over there at Jacks Rangers made the claim that the Free Jacks were the original team in the MLR to wear hoops. You're wrong. I've got the NOLA kit from 2019.
Oh, that's right.
Hoops there. So suck it, Bill. You got it wrong, mate. You got it wrong. NOLA had hoops first.
We're clipping this. This is going to be on our TikTok on Thursday. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Okay.
Number two. What's your second one? Yep.
Number two, I like taking risks when you actually just go all out. Just
You're picking Utah, aren't you?
No, we're just Miami. Boom. We're going to hit you in the face. And Miami,
I knew it.
You in the face. I love both of these. I'm like, woo, let's go.
I like the shark fins, baby. The shark fin looks good.
There's no way I could wear either of these out to the bar.
I will wear the shit out of these. Are you kidding me? I'll wear these to church on Sunday.
I'll tell you what. I would wear these to the beach any day of the week. Both look amazing. You know, I'm not sure the logo is really selling on me. I'm not convinced by it yet. I mean, maybe they'll have to go through a few. I know the original logo I actually really liked, which was like the downtown view with on the water with the shark.
Yep.
I actually kind of liked that. It was a bit busy, but I liked it. I'm not sure about this one. It feels a little too cartoony. But outside of that, these jerseys look amazing. And then having Visa as your jersey sponsor, I mean,
right?
I mean, Argentina, I know, has Visa as their jersey, or has had Visa as their jersey sponsor. So I know there's some connections there, but these just look great with the Visa or without it. I love these.
Absolutely. Rob, suck it. so thank you very much. I'm glad me and Rick can agree on something and it can really upset. Rob, what are your top two, buddy?
Okay. I'm sure you might be surprised by this, but I love the NOLA home shirt.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah. And I love the Chicago home shirt. And here's why. I go with what I've said every time we've had a kitmas. Here's the qualities I'm looking for in a jersey. I'm looking for the biggest thing for me is consistency. In other words, do they kind of take a unique spin on what's been a traditional rendering? So in other words, you know, I go back to the Chicago Blackhawks or even the New York Rangers. Whether you bought a Rangers or Blackhawks jersey 20 years ago or buy one today, you can go into the respective home grounds and you fit in. And so these shirts, while a unique spin, they still fit with and are consistent with what's been done in the past, right? They just take some of the uniqueness. With NOLA, they kind of take that quarters and kind of turn it on its ear a little bit, create a design within the gold. I didn't care for the ones last year because they were plain Jane. These add a little spice in there, okay? Not only because of the angles, but because of the pattern there. And then if you look at the Chicago, you know, again, the pattern of the hoops, different this year, but still hoops. And then they, like Scott said, they break it up with the green panels and then some of the green tips. But I like the fact that they left the houndstooth consistent with last season. So while they, you know, these, you could wear your shirt from last year or this year, and you'll still fit in when you walk into Dogtown and support the Hounds. So I like those two. And I talked about my honorable mention of Seattle. I like it. And again, it's consistent with some of the stuff that they've done in the past. So it fits within brand and within, you know, what's been worn into Tukwila in the past.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about the Blackhawks and the Rangers, all the original six teams have kept their same branding, you know, Detroit with the red and white, Montreal with the red, white, and blue, the Maple Leaf, you know, those haven't changed. You know, the Rangers are in, you know, 100 years, you know, all these teams are 100 years old and their branding hasn't changed. Now, don't get me wrong. They've changed it, you know, certain things, you know,
right.
You know, and then they change them back and they do this and they do that. You know, I look at the LA Kings when Gretzky was on the Kings, they had gone to that silver and black versus that Lakers. They were originally the LA Kings with the Lakers, purple and gold, you know? And then they have since gone back to that and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, you can change it. But if you have something that you can make feel timeless, you got to stick with it.
Right. And what I think it also allows a team to do is create an alternate shirt that's just really super unique and different that might, you know, stretch the boundaries a little bit and allow people to go, oh, that's something I've never seen before, and purchase that and just have something different in their closet that will look nothing like what the alternative kit the following season will look like.
Yep. So for me, my top two. Obviously Miami. Yeah, I just told you the love for Miami.
Which one are you going with?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was like a jersey, not like both.
No, I mean you can. I'm going with the pair. I'm going with the pair here. Now, here's what I will say: I like both, but I do think the logo hits better on the home jersey, which I'm assuming is a tricolor jersey, because the outline of the Miami Sharks logo is pink. So there's a distinction there on the logo where on the left side of the chest where it's blue. I think it gets lost in all the shark fins on the pink one. And at that point, maybe they just should have done like a Miami, a nice font of just Miami in black. You know what I mean? Because you already have the shark fins there and you have the color.
White with black outline.
Yeah, it's something to that effect to make it pop outside of the what you have there.
You take a cue from the Sabercats text and you go sharks in real big bold letters and then slightly above Miami and you kind of do something like that. That's something,
or just again, go for Miami. Cause you know, just again, the Miami is when you talk about if you're talking about NBA, some people say the Heat, some people will say Miami. You know what I mean? When you're talking about, you know, the U, college football, you say Miami, you know? So, I mean, I think, again, this is another one where you could just use the Miami moniker and it's recognizable. And especially on the pink, because you already have the shark fins there, you know? So you're already connecting with your branding on the shark portion. I would wear the fuck out of both of those. I like the Miami Vice, you know, GTA Vice City colors. I think it harkens back to, yes, the 80s, but that's the golden age of Miami that everybody talks about.
You know, 80s are so hot right now.
Yeah. They're coming back, Rob. Rob, I know you were about 57 in the 80s, so it's a little tough. But, you know, it's you know, you know.
That's below the belt, sir.
Whatever, dude. I can still run and score tries. You can't.
Oh.
As he was so banged up. He scored his hat trick, but he almost couldn't do his on-field reporting because he couldn't move his neck, and he had to move his feet to move his neck and speak to people.
Hey, and that's felt just so how bad. Hard I go at 53, baby.
It was, and he, one of them he broke away for a try, and I got his top speed. He was topping out at like 5.5 miles an hour. It was a sight to see. But my second one, and I think the reason I'm going to pick this one is because last year's was so bad. Utah. Yeah. They actually did something with this. I like the stripe that follows their logo that goes around the shoulder. I like it has the mountains that you see behind Zion Bank Stadium. You know, and to me, when I always show people a picture of where they play rugby in Utah to say, like, imagine going to a match, you know, of any sport, and this is the view, right? And they show Zion Bank. And it's also broken up with, I think it says family, respect, and something else on the arm sleeve, community, you know, which is part of their motto. So I think from last year, it's such an upgrade that I had to put this in my top two. And again, the same thing, it might not be a collar, but around the collar, it's a little bit more broken up with some
Utah's design. Had some kind of generic, boring jerseys over the years. And I think this may be their best kit they've had. Maybe
I would agree with that. I would
the
agree.
The mountains with that. Just like exploding up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it's a nice looking kit.
I think so too. And I think, Rob, go ahead.
I will say, like, when I talked about consistency, right, this is kind of a unique spin on the consistency. They've kept those four stripes, which represent their four pillars, the words that are on the hem of the cuff of the shoulder there at the bicep. And I really think those are some really unique, nice touches. Now, while this is not identical or very similar to anything they've ever done, this is that consistency that I love to see. And I really think this is a good looking kid. I think they did a nice job this year.
Now, I think in this particular case, when we've talked about using the hem to break up the colors, doing that in this kit, I think would overshadow the mountains with the way they've created the mountains on the kit. So I think the absence of having those hems as a second color, really,
That's a really good point, Scott.
Thank you. You know what I mean? Because there's already the way they've constructed the mountains is already linear, you know? So that's the breakup you have there. And then them utilizing the white, I felt like they only utilized black and red for the past 7 years. Like black and red, black and red, black and red. But even in their logo, they have white and they have a little bit of gray. So why not utilize that white with that red and break out of – and that's one of the things I always felt – between San Diego, Atlanta, Utah, black and red, black and red, black and red, black and red. And don't get me wrong, it's great, you know, Bulls, you know, everybody uses black and red, but like, how do you utilize it? And how do you utilize some of those colors that might be black and red adjacent? And in this particular case, I think Utah has finally broken out of religiously just going, having black and red on everything and using that white. You know,
I think we need to at least talk about them, and that is the New England kit. Let's pop those up. I don't hate these. I just think it's the same. Like, we're not really changing anything, and I do like the New England hoops, but maybe these kit are too similar to each other, and let's try something new.
You're right, bro. You're right. It looks so generic. And they're the same. They're just different width.
I mean, it's weird, though. Real. If you look at the home kit on top and the away kit, if you look at the armbands, the away armband matches where the hoop meets, but it's a double blue, it looks like, when it should be – there should be some red in that collar – or, excuse me, in that hem at the arm line in the top one.
Properly on there.
Yeah, I'm not – it's weird – like that to me, the end of that arm should be red, right?
I think it's the
Or do you think it's just the way it's sitting? It'll just be at that blue, maybe. Maybe it's just. And again, folks, it could just be the way the renderings are sitting. Like, you know, it's not perfect all the time. So as long as they're when they're on, the guys are matching. What I would have liked to see, and I told the guys beforehand, there's their away jersey. It's radical. It's radical. All red, blue collar, all red top kit, all red shorts, all red socks. You make all the guys wear red boots and they can only wear red tape and just go all red with the Free Jacks logo because it's already in the white, right? It's encased in the white. And then obviously however they need to put their sponsor on there for Alloy Therapeutics, you know, figure out how to put it there if it's just a blue one or, you know, like they have in the bottom one, the outline blue and the white. But I think that would just be frigging cool. Like, and call it something. Call it, like, you know, the Devil's Brigade kit or...
Okay, you know. So they've been doing basically the same kit for 5 years now. It's just they need to take some risks.
Right.
Well, and
I don't disagree with that. But again, I go back to, I don't have a problem if you do one of the two that stays consistent with the brand. Like, I wouldn't mind the away jersey being either home or away for them this year. And that would be consistent. They're keeping hoops. It's something they've always done. It's worn well. It looks good. It's rugby tradition, right? And then you take that little bit of a stretch. You take that gamble with one of the other shirts just to go with something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Scott's got an idea with the all red, which I don't hate. I might put a, if you're going to put a blue hem on the collar, Scott, I would put a blue hem at the bottom of the shorts.
Ooh.
Just to kind of add like a little slight touch. But yeah, I agree. Going with hoops on both home and away, it's a bit overdone, similar to what they did last year and the year before.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's possible to have two different colors on the hem. Because what I think would be cool is you have – so you have the pattern of the hoops, right? But if they could say the pattern of the hem is different. So like all the hem in the red would be blue. All the hem in the white would be red. All the hem in the red would be white. I wonder how that would look.
Can't do that with, I think they could do that with
I don't know. That'd be a little bit busy. Extra.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it might be busy, but I also wonder how cool it would look. You know, I don't know. It's just, it was just a thought. Or at least in this bottom one, have a white hem because you have so much white in the top, but you're all red in the bottom. It would break up the bottom a little more. Or have a red collar instead of the white collar on the bottom. I think that would look cool too. You know, but I think the hoops is classic. And I think, again, you can always do your home kit with your hoops. And I think Rick's right. You know, take a little risk now with the away kit to do something a little different. But, you know, there's still class jerseys. I mean, you know, I wouldn't wear one, but, you know. Each their own, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
As they say.
We haven't talked about it yet, but how about the Dallas Jackals kit for this year?
Have you ever Rick low blowing himself? That's just interesting, right? I mean, that's interesting. But I'm trying to see if we really talked about every kit.
We've hit them all up.
He's probably trying to blow. Never mind.
I will say we haven't gone in depth, I don't think, with Anthem. We have talked briefly.
Yeah, we'll look at Anthem. I think they could utilize the gray a little more. Maybe they could have done their away kit with gray and then the white, you know, white stars. I like their badge. Looks good. I don't know. I mean,
I like the blue with the gray
accents.
That looks good.
I think how cool would it look if you took, you know, on some of the other shirts, the panel is like two color panel.
Yes.
You actually make one of the pieces of that panel the gold. To that's really bring out the Macron and the Anthem logo.
And it's
on the white one? Yeah.
No, meaning that you're a gold fan, I see your point. I don't agree with you guys.
Well, here's the thing, because gold, it's featured in gold so prominently on the NOLA side. I think having it just on the side panel of the blue underneath down to the shorts wouldn't be that bad.
Okay. No, I can get behind that.
The panel on the white kit is really weird. Like, I almost feel like it needs to be blue. For some reason.
With the gray panel?
Yeah,
the gray panel, right.
I think...
They were like, we have to use the gray somehow, and it's like, no. Right.
So if you swap the accents, so if you made... Oh, no, because you have the gray accents up there, shit. You wouldn't want to double up.
I think the away should have been all gray. That would have been cooler.
Yeah. I think the way...
Gray with the gold.
With a gold panel?
Yeah.
And then the blue accents with the white stars.
Yeah, the white stars would just kind of take over, so the gray wouldn't be so dominant.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You know, I think, again, though, these are two I don't think, you know, I'd probably wear.
Okay.
You know, it's...
Can we just discuss overall, like, how we're feeling about Macron so far? And, I mean, obviously, it's very early. We haven't even seen any of these in person yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty positive about this. I don't particularly like the way that him works, but maybe it'll grow on me. But I like that some of the teams are trying different things, and Macron appears to be able to do almost anything with their kit, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we just all agree that just in terms of the fan jerseys that people are buying and purchasing to wear themselves, that Kappa was horrible? Because if you had one of those, it looked, the bicep was absolutely, I could have fit my head through that thing, right? It was just way too big. And the way it hung on off the shoulders, I thought looked way too blousy. It looked horrible, right? It had to have the biceps of Arnold Schwarzenegger to make it look proper, which we don't, and most fans don't. I'm wearing a Macron shirt right now, and this one fits and feels very good. I'm actually wearing a double extra large, and it's consistent with a Paladin size shirt, because when I wore a double extra and Paladin.
Are you a natural large?
Yeah, and like a Nike or an Adidas product, yes.
Okay, so double up. Yourself.
Yeah, go one size up. Yeah, one size up on the
Macron
product.
Just one, just XL from L to XL.
On the jersey, I'd go one size up, just like Paladin. Now, you got to be careful in the Macron, because they do have products that are slim fit, that are like, it's different pieces are slim fit, different pieces are
relaxed fit or
something. Yeah, like
size are
form fitted, and then other ones are more relaxed fit, like more of a club fit. So you just have to be careful about how they describe the product.
Well, this goes back to what I have said for fucking ever now. We don't need authentic fit kit fittings. If you want to wear a jersey that you need to actually wear on the field, on the pitch, you have mental issues. It shouldn't be that tight. Nobody's trying to fucking tackle you at the bar. And for the prop size guys, yes, it makes sense to be nice and tight when you're on the pitch actually playing professional rugby. When you're at the fucking bar, like, to have your man titties out, come on, bro.
We can get the actual on-the-field jerseys from the players and from the teams when they sell them.
Right.
But right. when we go
to or the when store, they do the auctions, agreed.
When we right, but when yeah. we go to the store and we want to buy something that we want to wear, yeah, make it the fat fan fit,
exactly
a replica.
yeah, exactly. I mean,
here's what's interesting about Seattle is they've consistently, no matter the manufacturer, they've consistently actually sold a club fit and a player's fit on their website. That's the interesting thing about Seattle. And I don't hate that idea. It's probably hell for their merchandiser because of the stock they have to provide, but I don't hate the idea.
But I mean, it's ridiculous that to feel comfortable, I have to buy a 7XL.
Right.
Like I'm already fat enough. I have to go 7X. And then to be honest, none of the teams carry them because there's only three people who are going to buy them.
So you know, I got this buddy named Will Smith, bro, and he's 6'8", right? Like he doesn't hide well. And so he is wanting to buy a jersey, and he goes over, buys a jersey, buys the 5XL. He's like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Like, they got my size, bro. And I'm like, oh, you just wait till you put that medium on, bro.
Yeah.
Throw it on.
Yeah, totally, Rick.
His belly's hanging. What the hell? You know, he looks like an SEC defensive lineman.
Looking like he's got a hoop on.
I mean, it's yeah, you know, and
Rick Collins is undressing right now.
Okay. I'm hoping, and here's the thing, bro.
Oh man, the viewers are coming in now, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out Rick Collins OnlyFans. You can check out Burnford.
Yeah, leave a tip in Venmo. Thank you.
But I'm hoping because Macron produces. Yeah, I'm hoping because what looks like it's going to happen with Macron is they're going to be, you know, made to order. So It's not going to be on the teams to try and hold a bunch of this stock. They're not going to have to produce it in a country not on this continent. So I think we will have, again, the sizing, you may have to buy that 7X, but I think it will be available to us as a consumer.
That's so awesome to hear.
That's just a guess.
That's true.
That's just a guess. But I know from the past issues that the other production teams have had, that was the reason. So because Macron shouldn't have that as an issue, we should have a better way to get the product.
Yeah,
right. So yeah, Macron is actually going to have a plant in what town in Connecticut, Scott?
It's close by me. It was near New Haven, but I forgot the town name.
Right. So it's just in Connecticut, they've got a production facility that they're building there. And the other thing, like I said, you know, going back to Seattle of having both types of fits, the nice thing is you can buy that player's fit. So if you do want to have a signed jersey that fits well in a frame, and if you look back over Matt's left-hand shoulder, you see a game-worn jersey right there. See how much better that fits in a frame than if you go on the other side of him, that one or the one that's all the way to his right. You know, so those player fit jerseys fit better in frames. They look better, a little better in frames. So having those options sometimes is kind of nice feature that Seattle goes for.
There you go.
Very nice. Yeah.
That's Brad Tucker, our boy.
Tux.
Yep. I got one of those. Nice. I got a city kit from Brad Tuck.
I've got a Carlo Denison Jackals jersey hanging up here.
Nice.
Hoops. Gotta have the hoops, baby.
That's awesome. So, guys, you know, I think we really talked about every kit. You know, what we like, what we don't like. You know, what we will hope to see in the future. You know, we've all realized Rob's wrong about the Miami kits, and they're probably going to be a top seller. And I can just shove that in his face when I have those numbers every time.
I just want you you get that Miami kit, that pink Miami kit, to show your man titties on the show, please.
Absolutely. I'll put on budgies too, brother. But guys,
we're all on the beach.
Talk about OnlyFans.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Fill my home $5 a month.
Listen, it'll make more than our Patreon does. So, but guys, thank you so much. I got to be honest. Me and Rob always love having this kit miss episode. Like it's fun for us to do. Breaks up the monotony. Yeah. So merry kit miss.
Merry kit miss to you too.
It's kit miss time in the city. I'm the big guy, Scott Farrar. That's Rob the Hammer Hammerschmidt. We'd like to say thank you again to Rick Collins, Matt Courtwright. This will be our last episode of the season officially. It drops. You guys will be seeing this on Thursday. If anything comes up, we will have an emergency session as me and Rob are always available, but this is usually when we take our hiatus.
Yeah, but don't forget, folks, we're going to have Coach's Corner coming up in January. I'm getting together with the coach from every team. I've got five down. I'm working on the others. We'll release those in January. And I'm sitting down and asking them some questions, talking about 2025, talking about their teams, talking about their philosophy, giving you guys inside knowledge on the coach of your team so you can know a little bit behind them, know a little bit what's behind the team and what you can expect from the team coming 2025.
And if you want to start participating with your own rugby ideas, we're looking for more people to join our network to have some more shows on throughout the week. If you're a nice writer or even a marginal writer, because, you know, we let Rob Hammerschmidt write articles too. We have the rugbyrant.com to check out those articles. We have our Rugby 101 articles. And then starting in January, we'll be having our Rugby 102 articles. And those are perfect for those people. There's been a lot of I've seen a lot of stuff online on TikTok, Instagram, about women trying to understand rugby. Send them over to the website. It's we've made the Rugby 101 articles very easy to understand. They're really at that level of a beginner level without too much, you know, going into too much stuff. Cause when I talk rugby, I know I'm talking over above what people's, you know, original thing is about rugby. So in these articles, we try to make sure it's at that level that's easily consumable and easily understandable. So if you have somebody in your life that wants to learn about rugby, send them over to rugbyrant.com. Check out the Rugby 101 articles. We have the Rugby 101 position articles. And like I said, in January, we'll be rolling out the 102 articles. And we're always looking for writers, guys. So hit us up on social media or whatever you guys want to do. Guys, thank you so much again for coming on and doing this and being a part of our show. And this is the end of episode 195. And we'll see you at the
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.